Radio Daily for looky here. Finally, Frackin' Friday. Sure, it's going to be cold near us over the weekend and whatnot, but you know, your heart's got to warm a little bit. It's the weekend, baby. Not only that, looky here. It's the 14th of February. What? All kinds of things are going down this fine evening. We're the fine folks, by the way, from GeekRadioDaily.com. The folks bringing the tea today are the folks that are ready for the weekend. The man is ready to get out there and get himself all partied up. That there is podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
I'd like to purchase some of your finest beer, please.
And I'm the guy that's going to find a way to deal with it all. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Serenity now. Serenity now.
That's all you can do. What happened today, sir?
Well, in 278 AD, according to legend, a Roman priest named St. Valentine is stoned, not that kind of stoned, beaten to death, beheaded, and buried at the Via Flaminia, north of Rome. Under the rules of Emperor Claudius II, Rome was involved in multiple military campaigns. The empire was experiencing difficulties recruiting new soldiers. Convinced that the problem was that men were unwilling to leave behind their wives and children, Claudius banned marriage. Valentine, however, continued to perform ceremonies for young lovers in secret. When his actions were uncovered, the emperor commenced Order 66 and had him arrested, and the prefect of Rome ordered his death. According to legend, the priest left a farewell note for his jailer's daughter, well now, with whom he had befriended during his imprisonment, signed, "From Your Valentine." In 496 AD, Pope Gelasius I declared that February 14th be celebrated as St. Valentine's Day, in order to put an end to the feast of Lupercalia, a pagan festival of love. Ha! It's almost like all holidays that have anything to do with saints have been swiped from pagans.
1794, the first U.S. textile machinery patent is granted to James Davenport in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
1876, Alexander Graham Bell applies for a patent on his telephone apparatus, the speaking telegraph, if you know what I mean. Allegedly less than 3 hours before Elisha Gray files a caveat at the patent office for a similar device featuring a liquid transmitter that will later prove to be the linchpin of the technology.
1888, Thomas Edison is issued a patent for a telephone transmitter. It took him 12 years to find a way to not make it seem like the exact same thing.
1918, the National Film Corporation of America releases the silent film Tarzan of the Apes. Can we play a clip?
1933, the first automated speaking clock, which can be accessed over the telephone, goes into operation in Paris, France.
I believe they called it Timey Phone. 1946, John W. Mauchly and J. Presper Eckert unveil ENIAC, the electronic numerical integrator and computer, the world's first digital electronic computer.
1961, element 103, Lawrencium, is first synthesized at the University of California in Berkeley, California.
Whoa. 1963, NASA launches the communication satellite SINCOM-1. It's the first satellite in a program to establish the world's first network of geosynchronous communication satellites. However, it will be lost before establishing an orbit due to an electronics malfunction.
1963, 20th Century Fox releases the black and white sci-fi film The Day Mars Invaded Earth, directed by Maury Dexter, starring Kent Taylor and Mary Windsor. In it, Martians replace a scientist and his family in order to pave the way for a planetary invasion.
1972, the Soviet Union launches Luna 20 on a mission to orbit and soft land on the moon in the Apollonius Highlands near Mare Fecunditatis, or the Sea of Fertility.
We know that you're supposed to purify yourself in Lake Minnetonka. 1978, G.W. Boone and M.J. Cochran of Texas Instruments receives a patent for their variable function program calculator featuring the first micro on a chip.
1980, NASA launches the Solar Maximum Mission Observatory to study solar flares.
1983, George Mike Stickle and Debbie Furman exchange wedding vows on a computer terminal in Grand Prairie, Texas, using CompuServe CB Simulator, the first internet chat service.
Was it preceded over by a monkey? Breaker, breaker, 1-9, do you take? 1989, British Airways launches the world's first satellite-based telephone service, Skyphone, during a 14-hour flight from London, England to New York City. The price of calls begins at $9.50.
Each call begins with, "You'll never guess where I'm calling you from." Same day, same year, the first of 24 satellites in the global positioning system is placed into orbit.
1990, the NASA space probe Voyager 1 takes the first photograph of the entire solar system at the request of Carl Sagan. The Earth is a pale blue dot.
Have you seen that new remastered one of it? Sweet. 1994, the Labyrinth VRML web browser is released by Mark Pesky. It provides access to a virtual reality of three-dimensional objects, which could be used for hypertext connections with other portions of the web.
1996, in China, a Loral Intelsat satellite fails shortly after launch, causing a Long March 3B rocket to crash in a rural village near the Xichang Space Center in the Sichuan province, killing 6 people. U.S. intelligence sources initially estimate the death toll at 200. The communication satellite was intended to broadcast television in Latin America for News Corp.
2000, the spacecraft Near Shoemaker enters into orbit around 4:33 Eros, becoming the first spacecraft to orbit an asteroid.
2003, 20th Century Fox releases the action film Daredevil, starring Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, Michael Clark Duncan, Colin Farrell, Joseph Slacks, Joe Pantoliano, and of course, is a fantastic soundtrack and a good movie. Just skip the playground scene.
2003, Dolly, the first successfully cloned mammal, is put down by veterinarians in Scotland after they were unable to cure her of progressive lung disease. Dolly's relatively early death raises a great deal of controversy regarding the science of cloning.
2005, former PayPal employees Chad Hurley, Jawad Karim, and Steve Chen launched the video sharing website YouTube in Menlo Park, California. The first video clip, entitled Me at the Zoo, will be uploaded on April 23rd, 2005.
2011, ESPN 3D becomes the first cable channel to begin broadcasting 3D content 24 hours a day. Do you still have a 3D TV?
I don't know anybody who still does.
Nobody does. Birthdays?
Freddie Highmore, 28, from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Arthur, The Invisibles, Astro Boy, The Spiderwick Chronicles, Bates Motel, and The Good Doctor.
Danai Gurira is 42, that's Michonne in Walking Dead, Black Panther.
Simon Pegg, 50 years old, from Spaced, Shaun of the Dead. Paul, of course, he's Scotty in the new Star Trek films. The man's a comedic legend. Also, New York Best Times author.
And he's pretty good as playing the straight man for a change in The Boys. Meg Tilly is 60 from Psycho 2, The Big Chill, Body Snatchers.
Teller is 72. Damn fine magician. And, of course, was on Big Bang Theory. In fact, we've got a clip of him. Can we roll it?
Andrew Robinson is 78 from Hellraiser and, of course, was Garrick on Deep Space Nine.
Born this day, no longer with us, in 1819, Christopher Latham Scholes, an American journalist and politician. He invented the writer.
1859, George Washington Gale Ferris Jr., American inventor, invented the George Washington Gale Ferris wheel.
It's a hell of a name. 1882, John Barrymore, from the 1920 Jekyll and Hyde, 1922 Sherlock Holmes, lots of classic movies.
1916, Edward Platt, North by Northwest, but you know him best as the chief on Get Smart.
1927, Lois Maxwell, she was Miss Moneypenny in Bond films through View to a Kill.
1934, Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady, 50 Shades of Black, but will always be remembered for her stunning portrayal in Shakes the Clown.
On CBS, we've got a new MacGyver, Hawaii 5-0, and Blue Bloods.
ABC, Be My Valentine, Charlie Brown, and a new 2020.
NBC has Lincoln Rhyme, Hunt for the Bone Collector, and Dateline, Animal Planet.
Over on Fox, it's a new WWE Friday Night Smackdown.
CW has a rerun of Penn and Teller Fool Us. I must be taking his birthday off.
Freeform's got Pitch Perfect, followed by Pitch Perfect 2.
AMC has Titanic. What a romantic movie.
Boomerang, Scooby-Doo meets the Boo Brothers. I bet you they say boo.
Nice. FXX Simpsons, I'm with Cupid, Love, Springfieldian Style, and Specs in the City.
FXM is showing the A-Team. If you can't find the losers, the A-Team will do.
Oh, both of those are fantastic.
Fantastic,
movies.
Great.
Love them. The National Geographic Channel has a new 4-hour Ancient Aliens Declassified.
There's so much to tell you. You have no idea what's been going on, man. Ever since
all
we've declassified
true.
It. Ah, if only Coast to Coast was still with us. Sci-Fi Channel will be showing Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Space Ghost Coast to Coast. TBS has Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, man, if only George Norrie was telling us about the complicated plots and conspiracy theories going on in the world of Space Ghost. Dear Lord, that would be
I'll take
something.
George Lowe over that, too.
I wouldn't doubt you. Science Channel, Mysteries of the Abandoned. It's a marathon of it.
VH1 has Romeo Must Die. I remember liking that movie.
Yeah, I had a good time. That's a good soundtrack, too. Lifetime Movie Network, that's what we're watching tonight, because a novelist gets dropped by her publisher. It inspires the creation of a pulp crime serial that posts new chapters to subscribers weekly, but a copycat serial killer may be at large when a real-life murder occurs that is similar to her story. Vanessa Ray, Tyler Hines star in Serial Killer's Playbook.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Abby's boyfriend is mad that a patient gets more of her attention than he does. Girl, drop him and get with Chad. Or at least go back to your ex in the law enforcement field where those hillbillies live now. A young heart attack victim doesn't believe he can ever lead a normal life again. Well, I mean, sure you can. Just not as energetic. The medical staff has to convince him otherwise, but together they can convince him, because Dr. Carver has the best group. A Reynolds Tetrad, Seacrest Little Joe, a Gosling Quaternay. There's got to be a better way to say that. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Hi, geeks. Thanks to my best roommate ever, I've seen a bit of Street Sharks and was surprised that I didn't find it awful. Some aspects were ridiculous, you like the whole Street Sharks thing, and others too formulaic, but I was surprised at some of the story elements. Maybe it was only because my expectations were so low, but I found a decent storyline struggling up from the effort to sell toys. That is from Bill. Well, yeah, Bill, if you lower your expectations on things, they can seem fantastic. Like this show, for instance. If you'd like to tell us all about it and things you're going to be doing over the weekend, for instance, if you happen to be in the Roanoke, Virginia area this evening, don't forget tonight is Beyond the Crypt Goth Night with the Gothsicles and DJ Night Terror. Oh, Lord! All that is happening tonight. It's a Valentine's Day fantastic romantic freak show of sorts. I believe it kicks off until 8:30. They say it's done at 1:30, but I know you, and you can keep the party going. Drop us a note and let us know how it all was. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or of course, you can tell us about it in voicemail, or call us from the show. Live update would be cool. Simply dial
510-GRD-CROW.
Out of our entire demographic, you guys are the ones listening right now.
You can call 1, 2, 3, or Little Joe times.
Hi, my name is Terry J. Amon, host of Video Fuzzy, the podcast confessions of a media pack rat with thousands of VHS to DVD transfers and no idea what's on them. I'm cataloging furiously, however, and every 2 weeks I'll update you with what I've been finding in my classic recordings, my current recordings, and what I've been watching, sifting this basket of media memories. With a media collection stretching back to the 80s, this will take a while, but just hang on, we'll get through this together. For Video Fuzzy, I'm Terry J. Amon. Happy viewing.
It might be amazing, it might just be scuzzy, we'll find out together on Video Fuzzy Media.
Hi, this is Granny Mahara, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. Welcome back to it. Not who you thought I was going to play, was it? That's right. It's because it's Valentine's Day. You know, I'm not that obvious, always.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Alrighty, if you're actually going to the movies tonight as part of your date night stuff, well, what you going to go see there, sir?
Well, nationwide release, we have... When famed photographer Christina Ames unexpectedly dies, she leaves her estranged daughter hurt, angry, and full of questions. When a photograph tucked away in a safe deposit box is found, she finds herself on a journey delving into her mother's early life and ignites a powerful, unexpected romance with a rising star journalist. Stella Maggie, Lakeith Steinfeld, and Ben Kingsley appear in The Photograph, the movie you're probably going to get dragged to.
The enigmatic Mr. Rourke makes the secret dreams of his lucky guest come true at a luxurious but remote tropical resort. But when the fantasies turn into nightmares, the guests have to solve the island's mystery in order to escape with their lives. Jeff Wadlow, Michael Pena, Jimmy O. Yang star in Fantasy Island.
The movie you want to get dragged to. In Downhill, barely escaping an avalanche during a ski vacation in the Alps throws a seemingly picture-perfect family into disarray as they are forced to reevaluate life and how they truly feel about each other. Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Will Ferrell star in Downhill, the movie you'll probably end up watching.
Homegrown hustler Peg Dahl will do anything to escape Buffalo, New York. After getting into some trouble, she decides to become a debt collector and wages war with the city's debt collecting kingpin. Jai Courtney, Judy Greer, but not Vincent D'Onofrio star in Buffaloed.
Brittany France, 1760. Marianne, a painter, is commissioned to do the wedding portrait of Eloise, a young lady who has just left the convent. Eloise is a reluctant bride-to-be, and Marianne must paint her without her knowing. She observes her by day and secretly paints her at night. Intimacy and attraction grow between the two women as they share Eloise's first and the last moments of freedom, all whilst Marianne paints the portrait that will end it all. Sicilian Schiama and Naomi Marlant, Portrait of a Lady on Fire. The movie, if you go to see, you're probably not gonna see what you want.
And following the misadventures of Sonic, he's navigating the complexities of life on Earth with his newfound human best friend, Tom Wachowski. Sonic and Tom join forces to try to stop the villainous Dr. Robotnik from capturing Sonic and using his immense powers for world domination. Ben Schwartz, Neil McDonough, and Jim Carrey star in Sonic the Hedgehog. Sega.
I'm actually looking forward to that. But thankfully, you know, they changed the way Sonic looked in that. But he wasn't always so cute and cuddly. In fact, he looked a lot like the terrifying monsters from A Lost Age, featured by Sven Gulli this Saturday on MeTV. Tune in to see a party of archaeologists that discover the remnants of a mutant 5 millennia-old Sumerian civilization living beneath a glacier atop a mountain in Mesopotamia. Watch Cynthia Patrick, Alan Napier, Hugh Beaumont, and John Agar in The Mole People from 1956. No word if the Underminer will make a special appearance.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. This was still rumor yesterday, but it's 100% official. Rick Moranis, the SCTV alum and comedy star of such hit picks as Ghostbusters, Flintstones, Spaceballs, Parenthood, has closed a deal to return for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids sequel, Shrunk, a movie made for theatrical release, not Disney+.
It would have been Disney Plus if Rick said no and then they had to go back to Peter Scolari.
The film is a follow-up to 1989's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and its two sequels sees Moranis return as Wayne Szalinski. In the new take, Josh Gad plays his grown-up son who is aspiring to be a great scientist like his father and accidentally shrinks his kids just like his dad did.
Gosh, here's to hoping if Josh Gad sings something, it'll actually make sense and have something to do and be necessary to the plot and not just be a waste of freaking... Oh, so, but is there any chance that this is an Ant-Man crossover?
This was originally planned to be a Disney Plus project. Now, theatrical release has original Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Captain America First Avenger helmer Joe Johnston directing. Hoberman and Tom Lieberman are producing with Todd Rosenberg writing the screenplay. So good job, Disney, on getting the singing cowboy to unretire. That was no small feat.
The Goonies, a classic film for so many people. Many kids of the 80s wanted to find a pirate treasure map and go on the adventure of a lifetime with friends. There's been talk of a Goonies sequel, but nothing has ever materialized aside from that video game.
But Goonies never say die!
Fox is going to take you back to the world of the Goonies. Sort of. The network has ordered a pilot, the series currently doesn't have a title, for a series where the characters embark on an adventure of their own. To film a shot-for-shot remake of The Goonies.
Wait, what, Gus Van Sant's the executive producer? Ooh, will the Gothsicles be performing Find the Mermaid?
After failing to make it in New York and carrying a heavy secret with her, Stella Cooper returns to her distressed automotive hometown to substitute teach. She finds inspiration, hope, and ultimately salvation when she agrees to help three students who are pursuing their filmmaking dreams by putting on an impossibly ambitious shot-for-shot remake of one of their favorite movies, The Goonies. Over the course of the season of the potential series, their passion will inspire a town in desperate need of hope in this love letter to the power of cinema, storytelling, and dreams.
I bet it'll be even more amazing than that time you ate your weight in Godfather's pizza.
This is not the project we thought we would be getting, but as long as it is Goonies, even a reenactment, hell, I'll be checking it out. This just might fulfill that little part of us that wanted to be The Goonies. Hey, you guys. Just to be clear, Michael Jackson didn't come over to my house and use the bathroom, but his sister did.
A new show, Game Master, places 12 amateur aspiring esports athletes under one roof where they will live together and compete for a $100,000 grand prize. Each week, a contestant will be sent home with the season culminating in a one-on-one battle between the top two competitors. The 9-episode season will debut on an unspecified streaming service and... we'll have Will Wheaton hosting.
Shut up. Wesley?
Obviously a movie and TV god, Will Wheaton has a history in video games. He's voiced roles in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Fallout New Vegas. March 15th, he's going to be hosting the South by Southwest Gaming Awards at the SXSW Festival in Austin, Texas, and host a Game Master panel alongside executive producer and show creator John Culp, executive producer Lori Locklear, and head writer Michael Sokolon on March 21st.
They aren't playing that game from Ryza, are they?
Game Master takes the love of gaming and elevates it to a whole new level through the first immersive multi-platform head-to-head competition for both casual and die-hard gaming fans, says Culp, not Culp. Our players won't play the same game from noon to night. They will play different games throughout, and at the end, the person who has the best cumulative score will be crowned the champion, which kind of makes this sound like they've redone Starcade. But to mix it up, I'd like to see the winners take on our host as the Wesley Crushers.
Champion figure skater Evgenia Medvedeva is a fan of Sailor Moon. You may know her as the person who proved that Sailor Moon cosplay works well with skating. Now she's going to star in a figure skating show that will right wrongs and triumph over evil.
Starlight Express?
Oh man, I wish I saw that live. It was so good. Probably doesn't hold up now though. Called Sailor Moon Prism on Ice. The show will star Evgenia Medvedeva as Sailor Moon, Satoko Miyahara as Sailor Mercury, Mirai Nagasu as Sailor Mars, Alyssa Cizini as Sailor Jupiter, Becky Bearswell, thank God somebody had a regular name, as Sailor Venus, and Andrew Pohey as Tuxedo Mask.
What about Blizzard, Beery Beery, or the Bon Bon Babies?
I want to express my gratitude to Dr. Naoki Takeuchi, who produced the work. I want to practice a lot and work hard to become a Sailor Moon, Evgenia said at the press conference. The show will run from June 5th to June 7th in Yokohama, Japan.
I never thought Sailor Moon was going to last, let alone branch out to other mediums.
And now that you know that you were wrong, maybe you can start changing your ways.
The discovery of a mysterious skeleton uncovered on a Scottish beach during the recent Storm Sierra has led to speculation that it could be the remains of the Loch Ness Monster. The photos of the rotten carcass on Balmady Beach in Aberdeen were posted on a local community Facebook page, FUBAR News, after it was revealed following the powerful storm which battered the country last week.
Powerful storm. Or Titans battling a sea, Chief.
The member who sent in the pic posted, came across this weird creature today near Aberdeen. Any ideas what it could be? Other users were quick to respond that it could be the Loch Ness Monster. Despite the fact Loch Ness itself is over 120 miles away from the beach where the remains were discovered.
Nobody puts Nessie in a corner, Chief.
Others speculated that it was everything from an orca or a dolphin to a very lost saltwater crocodile.
Lake Placid movies have been getting more extreme.
Nick Davidson of the Scottish Marine Animal Stranding Scheme confirmed that it was in fact the remains of a minke whale, which originally washed up in October last year, but has been uncovered by the recent bad weather.
Which is what they want you to believe.
Exactly. I mean, I know the truth, and I will keep demanding the truth. I will not be silenced. I cannot be bought off. Not even for tree fitty. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derived Works, United States 3.0 license. See? Not a Jack the Ripper joke in that Loch Ness Monster story. Huh? Huh? We can still trick you, right? Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.com/Geek Radio Daily, the website itself, geekradiodaily.com. Go get the app and all this fun stuff. Write reviews. Tell the world about us and all get together in a cosmic harmony. Be excellent to each other. All that good crap. And drop a note. Won't you please? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Or call us, won't you? After all, today's the day for love notes. Send us a message by voicemail by dialing
510-GRD.
And we'll see you on the other side.
What do you think? It stinks.
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
It's only game. Why do you have to be mad?
Good night, suckers.
Well, I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Well, I bet you three have some big plans lined up for tonight, huh?
What?
You know, it's Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is Saint Valentine's Day.
Saint Valentine.
Yea, that holy man, Saint Valentine of Rome. Yea, we honor him today.
Oh, Valentine, yea. Oh, Valentine, yea. Oh,
yay. Tis so yea.
Amen. Seriously? You three are a bunch of horned up sex hounds on every other day, like Father's Day.
Ugh, Daddy's Day?
And Cyber Monday?
Oh, Cyber, yes.
Practically once a week in general.
Thirsty Thursday.
But today is the one holiday that's actually sexy.
Sexy?
Ew.
Sexy?
No.
Oh,
no!
We would never disrespect this holiest of days with sexual intercourse.
It is a holy day.
Really? Because the last time that you said a day was holy, you then said that it was a day to get your holes filled.
Ah!
Raph, please stop blaspheming, okay? Today's a day of religious observance.
He's the saint of romance, marriage, and love.
And he's also the saint of beekeeping. And that's who we decide to honor today.
And that's what you find sexy?